So, the eight freedoms and the ten endowments then. I'll just read out what the eight freedoms are. So the eight freedoms characterize a unique occasion. It's when the unique occasion is having when a human being has obtained these eight freedoms. So they are that I am not a hell being. That means I'm free from extreme states of hatred. Doesn't mean I never have a hateful thought. Means I'm free from extreme, unremitting states of hatred and therefore free from their consequences. So, not a hell being. I'm not a hungry ghost because I'm free from extreme states of craving. Not an animal. Free from extreme states of ignorance. Not born in the border regions. Oh, why are you laughing at that? I wasn't born in the borders, I was born in Fife. So not born in the border regions. We come back to that, but it's about being free from being in a being born in a society which is free from lawlessness. It's a stable society, so it's free from lawlessness, free from a lack of a stability in society, and as well lack of culture. So the border regions, it's the border regions of Tibet is what it refers to, but it's but yeah, so free from lawlessness. So there's a rule of law in this society, and there's a scent to it, and that brings about safety and security, at least on that level. We just have to think of a few countries around the world where that's not happening just now, and they're very, very fearful places actually to be trying to you know live in, bring your family up in, even just go work in, get on the bus. You don't know if you're going to, the bus is going to get the end of its journey without being fired upon. So free from lawlessness in that way, yes, where society has a certain stability, I suppose that can show in different ways. I mean, it can be political stability, can show in different ways. You know, even just a society where you don't have to worry about getting ill because you've got free access to, you know, a decent enough level of healthcare. You don't have to worry about being ill and not being able to afford it. And then the other thing is a society that's got a reasonable level of culture that's available. So that's the fourth of the eight freedoms, that you're not born in the border regions where those things are lacking. The next one is I'm not a long-lived god. So that's about being free from complacency. I'm the next one is not holding extreme wrong views. So in particular, those are the eternalist and nihilist views, but extreme wrong views that not identifying with them, and not identifying with them, that those views that actually are obstacles to enlightenment. The seventh one is not born in a period where there's no Buddha. So sorry, there's lots of negatives in this. Or if you want to, if you put it the other way, I am born in a period where there is a Buddha. That's it. So I'm not born in a period where there's no Buddha. Two negatives. And the last one is I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. So those are the unique occasions that arises from attaining these eight freedoms. Now, just to say a little bit more about it, if you're not a hell being or a hungry ghost or an animal, that means you can take the Dharma to heart. You have got the kind of consciousness, and it is all about being free from extremes of extreme mental states. If you're, because we're free from those extreme and also unremitting extreme mental states, so not just extreme but also unremitting. Because we're free from those, we do have the opportunity to take the Dharma to heart. The not the the bit about not being born in a border tribe is, well, in a border tribe, border region. There's no Dharma available, really. That's the other. That would be the other thing about that. Not being a long, being a long-lived God is, well, yeah, great, very pleasurable, blissful, but you don't strive. You don't. There's no reason to make an effort. There's nothing missing from the point of view of pleasure. And not holding erroneous. If you hold erroneous views, then the trouble with that is then you don't. You're not necessarily able to recognise the good. You don't recognise those views that lead to, well, even just ethical action sometimes, but beyond that to practicing the Dharma. You don't really recognise the dangers in erroneous view. You don't recognise you don't know that they're erroneous, and you don't know that they're dangerous. So if you're free from that, then you are. If you're free from those erroneous views, you're free to recognise right and practice right view. If you live in an age without a Buddha, then there's no one to teach you. And not being stupid again is about then you can know for yourself. You can know for yourself the path that will lead to enlightenment, and you can test it for yourself. So there's an intelligence. We have an intelligence to hand that's available to us, that we can test things, we can try things out, and we can convince ourselves we're not stupid. So being free from all of these eight unfavourable conditions is most excellent and unique.